Everyone, you all know this is Esther Green, and Esther's, as a way of sharing something about the tundra with you, she's going to tell a story about hunting for mouse food and how you do that, and the kind of attitude you have when you go looking for mouse food. And the mouse, a lot of the mouse food is the roots of the cotton grass, you know, that nice, and they have the root, it has like a little bump on it, it's kind of nutty. You dry it out, put it in salad or put it in soup. And anyway, she's going to share going for mouse food. Yes, you may go now. I'm going to get your water, Esther.
Okay, first off, a story of mouse food that my mom told me. See, my grandmother was a healer. She touched and healed. And my mom says, because she got that from hunting mouse food. As a little girl, my mom's mom was looking for mouse food with my grandma. And she instructed her, when you go out mouse hunting in November, first part of November, first you look around by grass, reeds, and you see little hills of dirt here and there. That's when the mouse dig out dirt when they make a fish cache, food cache under the ground. And you kind of have to look for mouse cache by your feet. You go around, and when you find a soft, you check it, see how big it is, and then you take your little hacksaw and you chop it around. Don't take the whole thing. You can take it and flip it over, and there you have it. Well, in this case, before she got into the mouse food, my grandma flipped what she found and saw nothing but black worms. They have many legs. They were wiggling around. She got scared, called on my grandma. Look what I found. These are not mouse nuts. They're bugs. Come. My grandma went over and looked at them, and looked at my grandma said, put your sleeves up, both of them. What you're going to do is, you're going to immerse your hands to the bugs. She says, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. They bite me in. My mom talked her into. If you think they're going to bite you, they'll bite you. Mm-hmm. If you think They will be nice to you and not bite you. You believe in that? They're not going to bite you. So she has to obey, put her sleeves up, kneel down, closed her eyes and just stay down there. My great grandma said, you stay there until I say so for you to pull out your hand. See all kinds of all kinds of scary things come. She had to fight it. She had to believe in the good, not the bad. Because he says, whatever you believe in, whatever you do, if you believe in it, it'll work for you. If you have no belief, it'll work against you. So it's up to you and your mind. So that's the statement my mom learned from her mom. And I'm glad she passed it down to me. And I'm glad I can share this information with anybody.
Thank you.
So put that in your mind, in whatever you do, think positive. You believe in a good thing, and it'll work with you. It'll partner with you. Positive and you. You guys will go hand in hand. When she finally, my great-grandma said, okay, you can pull up your hands. Oh, she was the happiest person in the whole world. She gladly, nothing, no bite, nothing, but still she was so happy she's not down there anymore. She says, okay, now cover it up, put the cover back. After she put the cover back, she put whatever was loose from around there. My great-grandma told her, now secure what you destroyed. Fix it. She had to get like patching up the tear or something, secured, and she was done. And my great-grandma looked at my grandma and said, now you're going to help so many people. You're going to heal so many people with their body ailments, your hands. And you're going to be so clever with your hands. You can create anything. Whatever you're going to do, whatever job you're given, nothing will stop you. And when you do it, it will be always excellent. And it goes with all of us. not only my grandma. I'm sharing this. You can do it too. With power of mind. So, let's get back to mouse nuts. Delicious old stuff. And they are the roots of grass called reed. R-E-E-D. They have those. And that's what mice, they go under there. They take one piece of mouse nut and run so many miles to the place where that mice made a cache for it. She put down one, she turned back and go get some more, come all the way back, one by one, because they have no pockets, no backpack.
No bucket.
All they have is their mouth and feet. And these two scratch. They do that one by one. How many days to fill one underneath cache for the nuts? And they come in black. Different sizes. Some are large, some are small. But even so, that mice, they fill up their cache. That's a lot of work. If I have to get something, I have to get a bucket and a backpack, so I don't have to go back and forth. But mice, so intelligent, goes one by one, so many days, and for someone to dig and take all of them home and leave the cache empty. What I was told, when you're going to go out mouse hunting, take something with you, rice or crust of bread or crackers or something. When you take, you replace. Don't just steal the whole thing. If you're going to take the whole thing, replace it with same amount what you bring to trade. And that's what my mom told me about the story of. And those things, the nut, she washes them, and she slices them in little pieces. She cooks them. I didn't know how long she boil them, but she always take one and go. And when it's ready. She do it by taste. When it's ready, she drain the water and cool. Cool, she put some on top of the mat to dry them a little before she put them away. Because we didn't have refrigerator or freezer. We have to eat them before they go spoil. To save them. We can save them inside. They won't get rotten in there. So that's my story. Mouse. Goiana.
Goiana.
Yeah.